C# is one of the most popular programming languages for .NET development. It was introduced in the late 2001 and since then C# has always remained on the top in terms of popularity and usage. It is an easy-to-learn type-safe coding language primarily used for OOP, object-oriented programming. If you are a .NET developer looking for a job, you should have a solid knowledge of C# as you will be asked many questions on C# programming in a .NET interview. So, to help you prepare for a .NET interview, we have covered some most important and commonly asked C# interview questions. It includes basic and advanced C# interview questions and answers for beginners and professionals. So, let's get started. Question 1. What is C#? Answer: C# is a simple, modern, general-purpose programming language. It is an object-oriented programming language developed by Microsoft. It is a safe and managed language that is compiled by .NET Framework to generate Microsoft Intermediate Language. Question 2. How is C# different from C? Answer: you would always know C being the procedural language while C# is a more object-oriented language. The biggest difference is that C# supports automatic garbage collection by common language runtime while C does not. C# primarily needs a .NET Framework to execute while C is a platform-agnostic language. Question 3. What are jagged arrays? Answer: the array which comprises elements of type array is called jagged array. The elements in jagged arrays can be of various dimensions and sizes. Question 4. What is the difference between out and ref parameters? Answer: when an argument is passed as a ref, it must be initialized before it can be passed to the method. An out parameter, on the other hand, need not to be initialized before passing to a method. Question 5. What is the benefit of using statement in C#? Answer: that using statement can be used in order to obtain a resource for processing before automatically disposing it when execution is completed. Question 6. What is the between break and continue statement? Answer: continue statement, used in jumping over a particular iteration and getting into the next iteration of the loop. Break statement, used to skip the next statements of the current iteration and come out of the loop. Question 7. Explain the steps involved in the C# code compilation. Answer: steps of code compilation in C# include source code compilation in managed code. Newly created code is clubbed with assembly code. The common language runtime, CLR, is loaded. Assembly execution is done through CLR. Question 8. What are the various methods to pass parameters in a method? Answer: the various methods of passing parameters in a method include output parameters, lets the method return more than one value. Value parameters, the formal value copies and stores the value of the actual argument, which enables the manipulation of the formal parameter without affecting the value of the actual parameter. Reference parameters, the memory address of the actual parameter is stored in the formal argument, which means any change to the formal parameter would reflect on the actual argument too. Question 9. What are the advantages of C#? Answer: the following are the advantages of C#. C# is component-oriented. It is an object-oriented language. The syntax is really easy to grasp. It is easier to learn. C# is part of the framework called .NET. Question 10. Explain all the C# access modifiers. Answer: the C# access modifiers are private access modifier, a private attribute or method is one that can only be accessed from within the class. Public access modifier, when an attribute or method is declared public, it can be accessed from anywhere in the code. Internal access modifier, when a property or method is defined as internal, it can only be accessible from the current assembly point of that class. Protected access modifier, when a user declares a method or attribute as protected, it can only be accessed by members of that class and those who inherit it. Question 11. What is meant by an abstract class? Answer: it's a type of class whose objects can't be instantiated, and it's signified by the term abstract. It consists of a methodology or a single approach. Question 12. What is meant by a partial class? Answer: a partial class effectively breaks a class's definition into various classes in the same or other source code files. A class definition can be written in numerous files, but it is compiled as a single class at runtime, and when a class is formed, all methods from all source files can be accessed using the same object. The keyword partial denotes this. Question 13. What is the difference between read-only and constants? Answer: during the time of compilation, constant variables are declared as well as initialized. It's not possible to change this particular value later. On the other hand, read-only is used after a value is assigned at runtime. Question 14. Describe the accessibility modifier, protected internal. Answer. Variables or methods that are protected internal can be accessed within the same assembly as well as from the classes which have been derived from the parent class. Question 15. What are the differences between system.string and system.text.string builder classes? Answer. System.string is absolute. When a string variable's value is modified, a new memory is assigned to the new value. The previous memory allocation gets released. System.string builder, on the other hand, is designed so it can have a mutable string in which a plethora of operations can be performed without the need for allocation of a separate memory location for the string that has been modified. Question 16. What's the difference between the system.array.copyTo and system.array.clone? Answer. In the clone method, a new array object is created, with all the original array elements using the copyTo method. Essentially, all the elements present in the existing array get copied into another existing array. Question 17. What is the lock statement in C#? Answer. Lock statement is used to ensure that one thread doesn't enter a critical section of code while another thread is in the critical section. If another thread attempts to enter a locked code, it will wait, block, until the object is released. Question 18. What is serialization? Answer. If you want to transport an object through network, then you have to convert the object into a stream of bytes. The process of converting an object into a stream of bytes is called serialization. Question 19. What is boxing and unboxing in C#? Answer. Boxing in C#. The process of converting a value type, char, int, etc., to a reference type, object, is called boxing. Boxing is an implicit conversion process in which object type, supertype, is used. The value type is always stored in stack. The reference type is stored in heap. Unboxing in C#. The process of converting the reference type into the value type is known as unboxing. It is an explicit conversion process. Question 20. Define method overloading in C#. Answer. Method overloading essentially is creating multiple methods with the same name and unique signatures with the same class. When you compile, the compiler makes use of overload resolution to determine the specific method which will be invoked. Thank you for listening to our podcast.